Seattle's Swedish Medical Center wants to improve childbirth by trying to do fewer C-sections, and they are turning to doulas, or birthing coaches. A doula is a mother's advocate during childbirth. The doula helps the mother follow her plan for how she wants to give birth, which is not always how the hospital wants her to give birth, so that advocacy can sometimes be frustrating for doctors. But having a doula involved in a birth has been shown to cut the number of C-sections in half. So Swedish has hired 27 doulas as full-time staff members. They're the first hospital in Washington State to try this. Penny Simkin is a retired doula with almost 50 years in the birthing babies business. Simkin told me she is cautiously optimistic that this could be a good partnership because of the role doulas play.
Is sort of intangible, because how can an untrained, non-clinical person, I mean, she's trained in labor support but not medicine, how can she make a difference at the birth? And it looks as though we're now beginning to realize that the emotional status of the woman during labor has an awful lot to do with the progress of her labor, the baby's well-being, and whether or not she's going to need a cesarean. And so the doula is there. She never leaves the woman. So she's with her constantly. And I love our nurses. I love the doctors. I love our midwives. But they have other things that have to take priority.
Like what?
Like watching the machinery, making sure the monitor is working, making sure the IV isn't running out. And nurses cannot be right there with the woman eye to eye all the time. Some of them are very supportive, and they're wonderful when they welcome a doula. The two of them together make a great team.
But I think of doulas and the doctor or nursing staffs as sometimes being in conflict.
That's true.
Sometimes
Why is there
that?
Is conflict. Well, sometimes doulas are perceived as making the care more difficult. And doulas are, you know, the scope of practice, standards of practice insist that the doula not tell the doctor what to do, or the nurse, or speak for the woman, not to say she doesn't want her bag of waters broken. So her role is to support the woman and encourage her to ask questions, to get information that she needs in order to make an informed decision about the many, many things that come along in labor. You know, if you were a doctor in a rush, or if you have a set preference for ways that you like to do things, and this woman is asking questions, they're going to see the doula as being the troublemaker here. So the doula could be seen as making it more difficult to carry out that kind of practice.
You talked about potential conflicts between doulas mm-hmm. and hospitals. What's an example of that from your experience, a potential moment of conflict?
The way a woman pushes during childbirth. The usual way has been to have her lie on her back, legs up in the air, hold her breath and strain as hard as she can for the count of 10, and then let her air out. Do it again, count of 10, over and over again till the contraction's over. And that is not good. It's not good for the baby. It's not good for the mother. We're pushing the baby uphill that way. And if she was not commanded or directed to do that, she would not push in that way. But I have been in situations where I'm there encouraging the woman, that's the way, just like that, that's perfect. And then the nurse or the doctor might be saying, no, look, we're never going to get the baby that way. Now I want you to hold your breath and count. And I want to say, leave her alone. The baby's going to come just as fast. But I can't. So I swallow hard and I hold her and at the contraction say, good job, you know, but I won't try to shout louder than they do. You see?
Will you tell her beforehand, though? Don't listen to them. Listen to me.
No. I'll tell her that it's very common for them to be directing your pushing. If you don't want that, tell them in your birth plan that you don't want that to be done. As a doula, I'm humble, I'm lowly, and my effectiveness comes from diplomacy and tact, not from bullying or fighting back.
Why are you humble and lowly?
Because that's our role. There are probably doulas out there saying, Penny, don't say that. But we have no power in that. And they might get a little more as part of the Swedish staff. But coming in from the outside, we're an extra person that the mother brings. We're guests. And what we do has to be polite and respectful of the staff and the regulations.
Even though you're a very confident, fiery person.
Yep. One doula in the room is worth five out in the hall.
We're talking with a doula, Penny Simkin, retired doula, and you're making the point that the doula and the hospital may not have the same agenda. So what we're talking about today is Swedish Medical Center hiring doulas So now they're on staff. So yeah. How does that potential conflict or different agenda get worked out?
Well, I think that there is huge impetus to lower the cesarean rate. Now, I can't speak for Swedish. I'm not part of that program. But it's very likely that in their effort to lower their cesarean rate, because everyone is highly motivated to bring it down, it's one in three. One in three women are having their baby by cesarean. That's ridiculous. And I think the people, I know many of the people who are doulas for Swedish, and I know they're very excited about it, and they're very, very interested in making this work. So I feel quite hopeful.
Do you have any concern about the doulas being co-opted so that now no one is advocating as much for the mother in that moment?
That is a major concern. And if doulas are being told, don't tell the woman this, don't do this with her, that's co-optation. And I think the doulas would be extremely disappointed if that happened. These are dedicated women who are doing the things that we know improve outcomes. And if they're curtailed in that, they probably won't want to stay with the program. So I think this could be a win-win. But people have got to let go of, you know, old beliefs. If they have felt, if a doula has felt badly treated by the staff, she may not even want to apply, you know. But if she feels well treated, if staff people think this doula is great, you know, we work beautifully together, then it only pays off for everybody. Everybody, including the woman and her child, you know, which is what I'm all about.
And that's Penny Simkin, who has worked as a doula and specialized in childbirth research for more than 45 years. She's the author of The Labor Progress Handbook and The Birth Partner, a complete guide to childbirth for dads, doulas, and all other labor companions. We've been talking about Swedish Hospital becoming the first in Washington State to bring these 24 or so doulas on as full-time staff members.